This is the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM and 92.5 FM. Southern Colorado's answer to all your real estate and local lifestyle questions. Now here's your host, Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Good morning and welcome to the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. I'm Deborah Elliott Schultz, your host and realtor with City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle. I hope your day is going great today. Hey, our show is brought to you by some awesome sponsors, Drury Brothers Roofing and American Liberty Mortgage. You know, I can't tell you how many times I go to listing appointments, and this is kind of funny, but you know, maybe to you it's not, but to me it is kind of funny. My prospective sellers tell me, well, you know, we bought this house and it was like that. You know, something's an issue with the house, you know, and you know, the next buyers, they're going to be cool with it because we were cool with it. Case in point, maybe a deck that's not permitted. Well, you know, we didn't know it wasn't permitted, but you know, we found out later that it wasn't permitted. So bingo, you know, I'm thinking, okay, who was the inspector? I had a seller whose light in the garage wouldn't go off. It was on 24/7. Oh, we bought it that way, but that's okay. You know, the new buyer, they're going to be cool with that too. Yeah, I really don't think so, you know. Or light sockets, you know, and the cover's off and there's wires hanging out and stuff like that. So when you go and you buy a home, you need to have the house inspected. And you need to have it inspected by a highly qualified inspector. This doesn't mean Uncle Bob. No. Don't get Uncle Bob. Uncle Bob used to build homes in the 1960s, and he can do anything. Yeah, technology, you know, home building has changed since then. And maybe Uncle Bob doesn't have his senses altogether anymore. He might be now 90 years old or something, you know. You want to have a qualified inspector. I had one listing where it went under contract, and I always ask the buyer's agent, who is the inspector? And when they hit my haw about it, I already know. The inspector's going to be Uncle Bob. No, not one of my listings, no. It has to be somebody that's actually qualified inspector. And so how do you find that out? Well, you know, you Google Uncle Bob's name, see if he's got a website, see if he's qualified, and see if he has insurance. Insurance is a big deal, folks, because inspectors can go into homes and they can actually screw things up because you know what? They're human. They trip over things and, you know, sometimes things get broken. So they need to have insurance. So when I say, no way, Jose. And that's exactly what I did with this buyer's agent. I said, yeah, that's not going to happen. Uncle Bob's not going to go in there and inspect. He is not an inspector. Well, he's been in, you know, construction for X amount of years. It doesn't matter. He's not an inspector. There is a big difference. And insurance is the number one big deal for me. So, and I think any seasoned agent is going to tell you that when you buy a home, you need to have a qualified inspector. So what is a qualified inspector? Well, I've got Ryan Lewis with AmPro in the studio with me again today. How you doing?
Good. How are you, Debbie?
I'm doing well. So you're an inspector with AmPro.
Yep.
What is a bona fide certified inspector?
Well, there's a few certifying bodies. Just make sure that they are either certified with InterDOCHI or ASHI are the two bigger ones. Licensing's coming soon to Colorado, but not yet.
Really? Oh, no, that's news to me. I didn't know that.
Yep.
So then I can't, like, you know, just decide tomorrow, I'm going to be a home inspector and I'm going to buy like a truck and get one of those magnets and put on the side of it and get a couple of tools and put it in the back and say, ah, this is Debbie. I'm now an inspector.
Right. You can now, that. But
I'm not going to be able to do that now. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's a good thing.
It is. Yeah.
It's a very good thing. So let's talk about the two qualifying agencies you were talking about.
So there's InterDOCHI, and that's the International Association of Certified Home Inspectors, and they're based out of Boulder. And then there's ASHI, which is American Society of Home Inspectors. And those are the two big bodies. There's a couple others, but those are the two main ones.
So. And so you go and you take classes. You're actually educated with inspecting?
Yep. Yeah. And they have courses up at their facilities and a bunch of different classes on all the different home systems and
that's pretty cool. Yeah. Did you find it pretty interesting?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You still go up there. You check things out, don't you?
Yeah. I was just up there a couple weeks ago at a big inspector fair, an international one. So.
Oh, yeah. I saw pictures of you on Facebook. Yeah. Very cool. And you got some prizes.
Yeah, I got some prizes. I took an advanced plumbing course and a structural defect course up there, too. So.
That's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Point being is that you're certified.
And insured.
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about insurance. Well, first of all, you're with AmPro. Let's talk. Tell us about AmPro.
American Professional Inspections. They started about 2 years ago, and now they're opening franchises up around the nation. So they're doing really well. So we've grown immensely. Now we have 6 inspectors. So
here locally?
Yep.
What type of insurance do you all have?
We have errors and omissions and general liability, and then also like all the workman's comp and all that stuff that they have to have. So.
So you guys are insured.
Yep.
Yeah. So a person can have you in their house and not be worried if you break something. It's going to be corrected, right?
Yep. Like we just had one of our inspectors, one of their ladders fell over and put a hole in a wall. So, and then insurance took care of it. So
it happens, right?
Yep. Yeah, it happens. Yeah.
Yeah. And sometimes things get broken. I had an issue. This has been many years ago. I had an inspector that knocked a figurine off of a table and broke it to smithereens. And the seller, the owner of the home, went and got a price for it. And it was pretty expensive. But the insurance paid for it. Insurance is very useful and it's a necessity, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, you want somebody that is not only qualified but is insured. Can't stress that enough, folks, okay? So when you buy a home, have somebody that's qualified. So it's not just people that are buying homes. It's people that are going to age in place in their home that need to have their home inspected. So before we went on the air, you and I were talking about, you're just so surprised at how many people don't have any carbon monoxide detectors in their house. And it's law. You need to have them.
Yep. Yeah, and I probably find 3/4 of the houses that I go into either have ones with bad batteries or they're in the wrong location, like in a bedroom when they should be out in the main area to protect the whole place.
Right.
Or there's just none.
Or if you don't have, and a lot of the older homes, they don't have outlets in the hallway. So then you have them in each bedroom.
Yep.
Cover yourself.
Yeah, they also have the battery-powered wall mount ones, too, that you can put out in the hallway.
Yeah, and that's, right, and those are the ones I use. I even have one close to my fireplace. It's a gas-burning fireplace.
Yeah, I recommend having them near any gas appliances.
Right,
so,
it makes
sense. In the utility room or right outside it is a good location, too.
Tell us why we need them.
Because carbon monoxide is, it's odorless, poisonous, and it can kill you and does kill very quickly.
You know, I don't know how many years ago, it was many years ago. Of course, time flies so much. I remember an entire family was killed, and I think it was in Aspen. It was one of the ski areas, and they were up there on vacation, and they rented a condo or whatever, a home, maybe a single family home, but all of them died because of carbon monoxide. And I'm kind of almost thinking that this is the reason why we have this law, is because of what happened to them. Nevertheless, people die every year because of carbon monoxide and because they didn't have an alarm.
Yep. Yeah. Definitely should.
And those alarms cost how much?
They're super cheap. I mean, the best one that you can get is like $30.
Right. A pack of, I think it's 4 at Costco for hardly anything. Folks, that is a great investment to save your family's life. If you don't have them, please go out and get them. You know, you can get them at Wally World. You can get them True Value. You can get them practically anywhere. I even saw them. I think it was in King Soopers.
Yep.
Off of Mark Shuffle. Just really important that you have them. Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, when you say that about 3/4, that's a lot of people that don't have carbon monoxide alarms. I mean, that's insanity.
Yeah. And you should test them. It says right on them to test them monthly. I mean, realistically, you don't really have to test them every month, but make sure they're working.
Right. How about smoke detectors?
Yeah. The same thing. I find them all the time, either off or the little holders on the roof, but there's no, or ceiling, but there's no detector there. So.
And isn't it recommended you change them out every 10 years?
Yeah. Every 10 years. Yeah.
Because that's their lifespan.
Yeah.
People, you know that little chirping noise that you get when the battery dies? There's a reason for that. And if it keeps on chirping and chirping and chirping and chirping and finally just totally dies out, what does that tell you? You don't have any coverage anymore, right? Fires happen. It just happened in a high-rise condo, right? Yeah, that's not good. So you need to have those. You've educated us on smoke detectors and the carbon monoxide. When we come back, let's talk about why it's so important for people that are going to stay in their home, they're not selling their home, need to have the house inspected. And homes with children, there's a reason for that, right? Let's get the home inspected. Hey, we're going to take a break and hear from our great sponsors. And when we come back, I'm going to talk to Ryan Lewis with AmPro Inspections even more. Hey, Ryan, why don't you shout out your phone number real quick?
All right. Yeah, our office number is 719-581-7227.
And if you've got any questions, give me a call, 719-641-1357. Come on back, listen and learn. This year has proven to be a real threat when it comes to hail damage. Insurance companies paid out thousands in our area, but with the hail damage came roofing companies from out of area. It truly is frustrating to see how many people were taken advantage of. If you haven't had your roof inspected, do it now. I trust Drury Brothers Roofing with 34 years experience and over 20,000 happy customers. Let them inspect your roof for free. Give Drury Brothers Roofing a call at 719-591-4994. That's 719-591-4994. Is this a year for changes for you? Hi, this is Deborah Elliott Schultz with City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle. If your 2019 changes include buying real estate, let us assist you. We have a long history of working with all buyers, from first-time home buyers to investors. Plus, we give back 25% of our commission to go towards your closing costs or lower your interest rate. Thinking of selling? Don't forget, we're the original flat listing fee experts in the area. Give us a call at 719-641-1357. That's 719-641-1357.
Financing a new home can be a daunting process for the buyer. However, there can be exceptions. Let me, Ryan Herbig with American Liberty Mortgage, be your exception. Let me assist you with all of your home financing needs. I give you my word that I will be there from the start of your loan to the day of closing and will do everything in my power to make it a smooth process. We also offer refinance loans and reverse home mortgages. We are the City of CS Show preferred lender. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 719-659-0043. That's 719-659-0043.
Welcome back. Here's your host, Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Welcome back to City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. I'm Deborah Elliott Schultz, and I have Ryan Lewis from MPRO Inspections in the studio with me today. And we've been talking about, hey, you know, get a carbon monoxide alarm, and you need it within 15 feet of each bedroom. Save your family's life and your life. And then the lifetime of a smoke detector is typically 10 years, and you need to completely change them out, folks. So I really stress this, and I'll keep on preaching it until I'm blue in the face. People like to age in place, meaning they plan on, this is their forever home. We're staying here. We are staying put. And people stayed in their homes for 20 plus years, whatever it may be. And they really don't know the health of their home. They don't. I mean, they've repainted, they've got new roofs, whatever it may be, but they really don't know the health of their home. And then that just tells people need to have their home inspected.
Yeah, absolutely. Because the sooner you catch a problem, the less damage it causes. So like a minor roof leak could, if you'd leave it go for a long time, could cause major damage.
Now, your company also tests for mold and mildew, is that correct?
Yep, we do test for mold. We test for asbestos and methamphetamine and radon, too.
So methamphetamine, hopefully if you've lived in your house for a long time, you don't have that issue. But new home buyers, you might want to have that the home tested. I have never had anybody on a property disclosure, a person that's selling their home, say that they have cooked methamphetamines in their house. Yeah. It just doesn't happen, folks. Sometimes you can Google an address and it will show up that the house was busted for drugs. So that's kind of a clue that you might want to have the house tested. What other reasons would a person want to have a house tested for methamphetamine? Is there any clue?
Any staining, like in the bathtubs or in like the sink in the kitchen or underneath?
What type of staining, though, were we looking for? What color?
Some greenish stains either on the drains or on like the pipes underneath sinks. If they're really corroded, could be. Because some of the chemicals eat away at the metals.
So. Right. But
I mean, it's not a 100% there was meth, but it's a good sign.
But you want to test for that. So when you inspect a home, you inspect it from the foundation to the roof?
Yep. I actually do it in reverse. I do roof to foundation, but yeah.
That way done. Now, you cannot inspect something you can't see.
Nope.
You're not Superman. Not yet,
anyways.
You
can't see into walls or anything like that.
Right. So you can't really test electrical wiring behind the walls or plumbing, that sort of thing. Some people kind of get freaked out about plumbing when they go down into the mechanical room or certain type of pipes that they think that might leak. Tell us about that.
Oh, Debbie, are you talking about polybutylene piping?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There was big lawsuits about that and everything. And you can notice it very easily from its gray color. So it'll look like a gray plastic pipe. And if you see that, it needs to be evaluated by a plumber.
Okay. What would a plumber be looking for?
Most of the time, they're going to recommend replacement, especially if you're on city water, because what happens is the chlorine in the city water eats the pipe out from the inside, and then they can burst at any point.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So what would you get it replaced with?
Usually PEX, which is the new modern, the red and blue plastic pipe.
Got it. Okay.
Or copper.
Copper can be very pricey,
yes,
right?
That's why we use PEX now.
Okay, that's why you use PEX. Okay. So again, you get a person that's aging in place. What are you looking for to help them to age in place, to continue to age in place, and have a healthy home?
basically looking for like ease of movement around the home. So, and handrails, safety items like that, any tripping hazards around the house or in the house.
So if you are aging in place, or maybe you have a loved one that's aging in place, you might want to consider having the house inspected, because you truly don't know. And I you know, I've sold so many homes, and I do estate also, you know, people have passed away and they lived in the home for such a long time. And sometimes I walk in and I feel like I'm back in the 60s or the 70s because they didn't change anything. You know, you've got the purple bathroom still, the purple toilet, bathtub, that sort of thing.
Right, the orange shag carpet.
And then there you go. You know, we're just now describing my parents' house before they passed away. And these are the folks, though, that if they don't change that out, they're probably not, I'm guessing, not really paying attention to the health of their home, like a furnace.
Yeah, and I just had one this morning. It was the original furnace from 1978. I mean, it was still running.
It was still alive and kicking, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Incredibly inefficient, though.
So, really? Yeah. What manufacturer was that offhand?
Magic Chef.
Oh, yeah. Magic Chef. They made stoves, too.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, and I see them. They were really good furnaces, but they're phased out now and they're really inefficient. So they're around 60% efficient, and we have up to 99 now. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is there any brand that you like better than the others?
I personally like Carriers.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
They've been in business since 1902. They're just a really good company.
I did not know that. Yeah. I know Amanda's been around for a long time. Wow. Okay. That's something new to learn, right? Wow. So you're checking out the furnace. What else would you check? Let's just say it's a senior citizen. What would you check? I mean, because they're aging in place.
Yeah. I mean, we check everything. And then with people that are going to age in place, we would recommend like upgrades to like a standard water heater. You could upgrade to a tankless because they have a lot longer lifespan. So that's a good thing to do. It's a bigger upfront cost, but they're also more efficient because you're not holding a bunch of hot water. It only heats the water that you're currently using. And they last probably 10 times as long.
So the other thing I ran into quite often is that people do not have their pipes Roto-Rooter, not advertising for a company, but they don't have it cleaned out.
Yeah.
Scoped. And, you know, that's really important, right? And you all do that.
Yeah, we do sewer scopes. And that's one of the biggest costs that you can find. So sewer repair can easily get $10,000 or more.
Yes. There was a street in security. It was years ago. And a lot of them had issues with backup sewage in their house. And that's because of trees in the area. The roots had grown into, I think at that time, they were ceramic pipes.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you would recommend that for anybody, wouldn't you?
Yeah, even newer homes, because you don't know. Most of the builders even won't scope the line when they're done. Some do, but you don't know if, like, when they were doing the landscaping, if they ran a backhoe over it and pushed the line down or, I mean,
oh, I never thought about that. Yeah. Never thought about that.
I recommend it on every house I do, yeah.
Okay, so. Have it scoping and cleaned up. Well, you know, a lot of people don't even think of that. They don't realize that roots grow into pipes.
Yeah.
I had one house last year, and it was built in the 60s, and, oh, no, I've never had any problem. Well, the buyer for the home had it scoped. Oh, my goodness. It was backed up, but her property line, where her house sat from where the pipes went out, was a pretty big distance. So it hadn't backed up yet,
No. But
it was going to, and that was going to be a mess.
Mm-hmm.
And when she had a scope, we saw toilet paper and all kinds of stuff in there. And so they had to fix that. And yes, they had to dig up the pipe. There was all kinds of tree roots in there. She had massive trees in her yard.
Yeah, and once they get in there, they just follow the pipe down so they can go for 20 feet down the pipe and cause a really big issue.
Right, and if you have weeping willows in your yard, oof. So I had a humongous weeping willow in my yard, and I don't know if you all remember this, but I had to have it cut down a couple of years ago. Not because it was causing any problems. It wasn't because of that. It was because of water searchers. And I think my tree, if I remember correctly, was like 40 feet tall. It was the most healthiest weeping willow you've ever seen, the most gorgeous. And I literally cried when they were cutting it down. But the reason why I did that is because I didn't want to have issues, and I don't want my neighbors to have issues, right? Be a good neighbor. Think about, you know, other people, because they're terrible, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
And they should not really be grown in places that doesn't have a lot of water, right? Maybe like in the South, like where my daughter lives, there's weeping willows everywhere. And the roots, you know, they typically pop up too. There, it's kind of funny. Where she lives, I don't see weeping willow roots popping up. I guess because they go far down and they've got enough water because the water level is so low. So I guess that makes sense. What's another expense that a person goes through because they haven't had their house inspected?
Could be roofs. I mean, if you haven't had anyone look at your roof in a long time, yeah.
How often do you see pretty bad roofs?
Not so much lately because we've had so much hail. They're almost all new now. But my one this
morning.
Because
insurance paid for it.
Yeah. My one this morning was from 97.
Oh, wow.
So pretty old. And yeah, it was called T-lock shingles. So they
didn't
make them
anymore. T-locks. Yeah. I remember those T-locks.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was pretty bad.
So they need new roof.
Yep. Yeah. And the rubber boots around the plumbing vents were going bad, so there's water going in there. Yeah, they definitely need some work.
So, folks, you see why you need to have your house inspected. Even if you're not going to sell your house, you know, you need to get your house inspected. Just do. It's worth the expense. Can really prevent a lot of problems down the road. Hey, Ryan, I want to thank you so much for coming on our show again today. I appreciate it. We learn a lot when you come on this show.
Yeah, thank you, Debbie. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. What is your phone number one more time?
719-581-7227.
Again?
719-581-7227.
And if you forget Ryan's phone number, you can always call me, 719-641-1357. Thanks again, Ryan. I appreciate it. Hey, you might not be thinking about selling your home in the immediate future, but if you know anybody that is, give us a holler. I'd love to go out and do a market analysis for you or your friends. Remember, we are the original flat listing fee company here in Colorado Springs. We have a flat listing fee of $3,500. It's no gimmick, folks. That's what we do. We even have a professional photographer, not at your expense, at our expense. So if you want a market analysis, want to know more about your home, give me a call, 719-641-1357. Also, if you're thinking about buying, don't forget we are the only company that offers 25% of our commission back to you so you can use towards your closing costs. If you're paying cash, that's cool too, because you can use that money to lower the price of the home, right? Instant equity. Hey, give us a call, 719-641-1357. Hey, a big thank you to our sponsors, American Liberty Mortgage, and Ryan Herbig is our go-to for all of our home buyers, investors, and those that need to refinance. Ryan is your source for your financing questions. Give Ryan a call at 719-659-0043. That's 719-659-0043. And don't forget to get your roof inspected. You might have roofing issues and you don't know it. Now is a perfect time to find out the condition of your roof before the next hailstorms come. If you have damage and you don't know it, these months just might kill your roof. Give Drury Brothers Roofing a call at 719-591-4994. That's 719-591-4994. Hey, we have a preferred provider list for the Colorado Springs Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. If you're interested in having your company on our website, or maybe even I talking to you about it here on the show, give me a call, 719-641-1357. I'd love to see you. Be a sponsor of the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show, 719-641-1357. Hey, and go to our website, cityofcs.com, and look at our preferred provider list. I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised. I hope you've learned a lot today. I always do when Ryan comes into the studio. If you got any questions, give me a call, 719-641-1357. I'm going to go sell some homes right now. I hope you guys have a great day. Remember, it's never too late. Become the person you were meant to be.
The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio. The City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show, Southern Colorado's answer to all your real estate and local lifestyle questions with Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Please join me this week when I talk about the advantages and disadvantages of being a homeowner. There's disadvantages? Yes, there are. Please tune in, listen, and learn.
Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM.